Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here. Give us a moment. So we are at the full moon point, or just beyond the full moon point.
Yes.
Full moon in what?
Aquarius.
Very good. Very powerful full moon, as you have just read in the astrology reading, that all hands on deck. Time to call on all who are of a mind to reach for that alternate timeline. It is very similar to getting everyone on one side of the boat to kind of lean the boat a certain way. If you can, and think about that for a moment. You have this idea of a boat, and you can lean left or you can lean right. And again, we are white water rafting. But you have been on a boat with people who are water rafting with you. You are all on the raft, and you all have a place. You are all sitting. But if you are not all watching, someone can fall off. Someone can lean the wrong way. But if you are all working together with your paddles and your leanings, then you can maneuver very, very well. Of course, it is easier to maneuver a whitewater raft if you are canoeing. You are just you. This is not just you here. You are here with others, and you are all working together. Now, there are some who do not think they are on the raft with you. There are some who feel that they want the raft to go a different way. We are here to tell you that that is fine. This raft can sort of break up a little bit, and part of it can go that way and part of it can go this way. Or it can split off like an amoeba or something that copies itself. And so all of a sudden you'll be on the raft and you'll notice that the people around you that were the troublemakers are gone. Where did they go? Where are the ones who kept trying to pull us into the rocks? Where did they go? Understand? They are going to vanish from the scene. They are going to be replaced by others who are interested in moving towards this alternate timeline. And so, then you can imagine now, if you are on this boat and you're trying to lean, if you have a bunch of little leaners, little light people, they'll get the boat, they'll need a lot of them. But if you have a big person, a really weighty person, he can take the place of many. And in a way it works like that too. What you have here is this idea that, yes, you are all very powerful beings, but some of you have come to know it, or have come to understand it, and have come to accept it, while others feel that they are not. And so there are many who feel they are not. They feel they are little players, and they are. Because why? Because they feel that way. And then there are others who have come into a knowing that they control their reality and they are conscious about it, and they are able to shift it much, much easier. And there are examples of this in all of your lives, that you have discovered certain techniques, attitudes that make your world move in the direction that you are interested in. Now, if you are following the mainstream medias, if you are following the fear-mongering being brought out by certain groupings that want you to be in fear, then they are controlling your consciousness. And that is why we tell many who listen to us to can it with the news broadcasts. Can it with the regular watching of anything. Not just Fox. Anything. Because they are all attempting to grab your consciousness. Even with the best intention, it can be detrimental. It is much better for you to be focused on the things that are around you. It is kind of like, let's think for a moment. It is kind of like being in a house where there's a fire burning. And you can see the fire in the window across the courtyard. And you are screaming at the people in that room to do something about the fire. When if you look, there's a fire in the room you're in as well. Deal with the one that is in your room. And know that you can put that one out, and then from there, move on. It is similar to the story of the Christed one, who says, remove the plank from your own eye first before you try to remove the splinter from someone else's. If you can concentrate your consciousness on your surroundings and on what you are wanting and on the integrity and the comfortableness of your world, then that becomes a stable pillar, a strong hook, a strong connection with the vines to pull this world into that alternate timeline. But to the extent that you are running around telling others, you are letting your hook not really do its job. Understand? And so there are many out there who want to tell others what to do and not do it themselves. Who want to send fear and information, fearful information out, and in that way destabilize others, not really help them. It's one thing to sound the fire alarm, it's another one to tell everybody that you're all dead, you're all going to die. Fire alarm is on, for sure. It's time to get all hands on deck. Battle stations, to use the Navy term. Absolutely. But it is not time to be fearful. It is time to now pivot on your expanded consciousness. It's unfortunate that you are asking us not to use personal anecdotal stories, because there are many in your life at this moment, but they would mean only something to you, and so you must find your own anecdotal stories. But if you look, they are there, things that you have that you are doing that are pushing your version of reality forward. Maybe it is cleaning your house, or maybe it is revisiting an old project that has gone dormant for a while. Go dust off those old books. Go dust off those old notes. Open up those computer files and look again and see what you were doing once before. Breathe new life into it. See it for what it is, something that you are going to help build your world out of. And be very alert to those who would push you into a state of terror, a state of fearful, paranoid stupor. That is not what is needed. This is not a time to just sit there on the deck and stare at the iceberg. No, it's time to really start dealing with, in a practical fashion, what needs to get done. And keep in mind that it does not need to be work in the sense that you need to bust your ass to do it. Sometimes you can do it very easily by simply intending it and seeing how the universe can bring it to you. We're not telling you to sit on your ass, but imagine that there are forces waiting to be unleashed at your beck and call. So you don't have to say, oh, I have to mow the lawn. No, maybe the lawn can be mowed by someone else who's waiting to mow your lawn. And all you have to do is unleash that person. Build that extension to the house or whatever. Maybe you don't have to be the one to do it. There's someone waiting to do it. See that kind of potential, because that is how your intention ripples out, and all of a sudden you start to draw to you the resources, the people, the circumstances to have that thing be done in a very effortless way. Again, there are anecdotal stories in your life that we could bring up. But ideally you see it. You see how you don't have to sit there and compile that list. Simply reach out and say, okay, I have this problem, what do I do with it? Oh, that's all? Fine, move on. Don't think you have to solve every problem. Sometimes all you've got to do is say, I want this problem solved, and let the universe have it. And see who it brings back to you. Understand?
Yes.
Because those who feel they must struggle through this period will find things to struggle with. Those who feel that the universe is now, once again, breaking their way, will find it easier to get to the same place. It's the difference between finding the elevator and climbing the ladder. Yes, you can climb the ladder if you want it, or if you know where the elevator's at and press the button, both of you will get to the top of the building. One will struggle, one will enjoy the ride. And it is not a better idea, either one. If you want to struggle, maybe you feel it is like running a marathon or something, you want to prove to yourself, fine. But maybe you've had enough of that, and you just really want to get to the top of the building because that's the goal. That's where you're going to do the next thing from. That is fine as well. And ideally, all of you will find yourselves on the top of this building so that you can climb the ladder through the dimensions together.